Today is no limits. I'm going back to back to back for as long as I feel. And I'm dropping them just as fast as I upload them. You know what I mean? It's as fast as I'm getting it ready, it's as fast as it's coming out. So might have two or three that drop today. Make sure you check out all of them. And it's unlimited time. Meaning it's unlimited on this side, it's unlimited on that side. I don't have a I don't have a minimum, I don't have a maximum. So just to get right into it, I wanted to jump into entitlement. First of all, let's thank the creator for allowing us to be in this space so that I can say something that hopefully resonate with you, and you could take it and you can, you know, do whatever you want with it. Do whatever you feel like you need to, whatever applies, whatever feel good. And the rest, you know, just discard it like you do everything. You know what I mean? We take a shit for a reason. You know what I mean? Like, can't take in all the nutrients in the world. So, yeah, whatever your spirit allows, just sit back, chill. Matter of fact, let's do something real fast. I never did this. Let's do something, because we're going to slow this party down, because life be moving too fast, man. Life be moving so fast. So let's just slow this party down real fast. Let's just do 10-second fast meditation. And I don't mean fast like your mind is moving fast. I mean fast like real quick. So let's just take 10 seconds to just get our mind right. Start now. Seconds is always longer when you're not saying nothing. It's crazy. But anyway, I wanted to jump right into entitlement. Man, the word entitlement, man, what got me on the subject is I was saying somebody was like entitled to something, like or something like that. Somebody was saying somebody else was entitled. And I was like, man, to some degree, you should be entitled. Right. And you should see entitlement on the flip side of the egotistical side of entitlement is ownership. You owning and stepping into who you actually are. Like, I can't imagine you telling the universe energetically that you deserve something if you don't actually feel entitled to that thing, right? So entitlement get a negative, like a bad rap, but honestly, I think it's good to be entitled as long as you step into the title, and we're going to get into that in a second. But think about what's wrong. Think about this. What's wrong with saying that you deserve something? Right? Nobody's mad at somebody for saying they don't deserve something. The part they get mad at is when they think that person is not qualified for what they say that they deserve. So you see somebody that's like always got their hand out and they actually never put in no work for whoever they're asking. Like, they didn't put in no work with that person to help them build, but they always got their hand out at the end of the day. I get that. That's the negative side of entitlement. The positive side of entitlement is self-worth. You actually believe that you are worth what you're claiming as your title. Like, when women who feel like they deserve to be married, they are married. You know why? Because when you really truly feel like you deserve to be married, you're not going to settle. You're going to do just that. And you're going to perform as a wife, even when you're a girlfriend. You know why? That's entitlement. That's stepping into title. Never get caught up in words, right? But get caught up in words. Meaning, N-E-N is just is interchangeable with I-N. So entitled is literally what it sounds like. So, like, you can be entitled to be a wife but still be a girlfriend, and then that will allow you to treat yourself as a wife, which will in turn make that man treat you as a wife, see you as a wife, because you'll already be a wife. You're entitled to that, and then you can come demanding shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, everybody know that. Like, when you put in so much work, you put in all this wifely work, you're doing whatever a wife does in your opinion. I'm not saying what a wife does or doesn't do. I'm saying in your opinion, if you're a woman that's listening to this, you do everything that a wife's supposed to do. You can come to the table and be like, where my ring? that's entitlement. And that's the positive side of entitlement. Like I said before, the negative side is, man, I think I can lay in my bed and make all the money in the world. And everybody should bring me food. And, you know, I should get free schooling and education. Not earn a scholarship, but just have one. You know what I mean? Like, everybody knows those people. But guess what? That's false entitlement. That's not even entitlement. Because if these people really felt that way, they would act that way. Imagine feeling a way and not acting like it. Either you'd be betraying yourself or you'd just be living a lie. How in the world can you feel like you entitled to something and not act on it? That's like somebody pretend. That's like somebody saying, I'm a king, and then doing peasant shit. It's like you don't really believe that, right? If you're saying I'm a king or whatever, let's say you think, yo, I'm a millionaire, right? All right, cool. In your mind, you're like, I'm a millionaire. But imagine you worry about spending, you know, whether you spend $1 or $2. Like, you in the store and you so cheap that it's like, yo, this is $1 and this is $2. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if a millionaire would give a fuck. Like, the difference between $1 and $2 to a millionaire is different than a motherfucker who only got $200 to their name. That $1 and $2, that difference between $1 and $2 is now monumental in comparison to the $1 or $2, you know what I'm saying, to a millionaire. So I don't know if that person really feel entitled. I don't know if they step into that title. You know what I'm saying? Because would it be such a big deal? You know what I mean? A person who claimed to be a player, they got all the girls, they don't care about nothing, they ain't got no feelings. Next thing you know, they busting the girl windows out. They didn't really feel like that. That's not a title that they stepped into, because players don't do that. You get what I'm saying? So that's the good side of entitlement. And you should feel entitled to something. You should feel entitled to love. You should feel entitled to basic universal support, basic universal laws working for you. You should feel entitled to that. You know why? Because these things are set in place for you. The universe only understand, like, this is what I'm saying. When you walk up in the bank and you know you got 25, let's say you got, I don't know, eight. Let's say you got, I don't know, $5,000 in the bank. Let's just say you got $5,000 in the bank. And you about to make a $2,500 purchase, right? Even though that's half the money in the bank, you're like, fuck it, I got to take this risk. Whatever, it's a big risk. Da, da, da. When you go in the bank and they tell you, yo, you can't take $2,500 out because your limit per day is $1,000. How you feel? You feel the way you're supposed to feel. You feel entitled. You say, man, it's $5,000 in my bank account and I want $2,500 of it and I want it now. And they're going to tell you, yo, you can only get $1,000. You're going to be like, okay, how about this? I'm out of this bank. This ain't my bank no more. That's entitlement. You know why? Because you got the $5,000 in the bank and you know you got the $5,000 in the bank. So you can translate that over to spiritual terms and be like, I know I'm deserving of love, so I'm not going to settle. I'm entitled. I'm entitled to that. I know for sure, for sure, for sure, I'm entitled to love. You, like, with that in the bank, you're not going to settle for less. You're not going to let a motherfucker give you half of what you think you should have. You're not going to be like, yo, you can halfway love me. You can love me today and not love me tomorrow. Nah, you're not going to settle for that. You know why? Because it's in the bank already. All you doing is cashing in on it. This is the secret behind manifestation. It's not about going to get it. It's about having it and then realizing it. That's two different processes. That's two different processes. One is I'm chasing something. Another is I have something and I'm realizing that it's mine. If you're chasing something, first of all, you're going to get tired, right? Second of all, if you're chasing something, that means you don't have it. You can't be chasing something that you have. That makes no sense at all. How in the world do you possess something and still, the only way you would possess something and still be like looking for it is if you actually lost it. Other than that, you know where it is. It's in your possession at all times. What the hell would you have to chase that for? Just like the person with the $5,000 in the bank. They wouldn't be chasing $5,000 because they have it. They wouldn't be like, yo, I'm really just looking for $5,000. You know what I mean? They got it. It don't make no sense. Like, yo, I just want, you know what I mean? I hope, like, they don't, you're not hoping you got it when you go to the bank. You know it's there. It's solid. So if you're chasing, you're doing the wrong thing. That's not entitlement. Entitlement is not chasing. You don't chase anything when you're entitled. Do you see entitled people who is on the negative side, quote unquote, of entitlement? Do you see them chasing anything? No, that's why they're perceived as lazy. That's why people look at them and go, man, they ain't doing shit. Because they sitting there. So you could learn a lesson from these people. Always, like, anytime I talk about anything or anything that exists, any subject that you can pull and break down, it's always a negative side and a positive side. And the positive side can learn from the negative side. Negative side can learn from the positive side. Those people on the negative side of entitlement can learn from those people on the positive side of entitlement. But on the flip side, the people on the positive side of entitlement can always learn from the negative side of entitlement. What they can learn from the negative side of entitlement people is look how they sit around. Look how they sit around and claim what they know, right? Do they actually know it? No, because they wouldn't be in the fucking bed. But look at them, though. Look at how they sit in their entitlement. You could learn a lesson from that. You got to sit in your truth. And if it ain't the truth, it's the only way you're not going to sit there. You know what I'm saying? Me, the way I personally manifest shit, I'm already sitting on it. Like, my latest, because I'm going to share this with y'all, and I don't share, you know, a lot of beliefs, quote unquote, with everybody, because that shit can distort your whole thing. Matter of fact, I'm not going to share it. I'm not going to share it because it's really sacred. I'm not going to share it. But let's just say the way I do shit is foolproof. It's in the bag. It's in the bag because I can smell it. I can taste it. I can feel it. You feel what I'm saying? Do you got to see your grandmom cooking to know she cooking? Hell no. Hell no. You get all kind of indicators. One, you going to smell that shit and be like, oh, grandma is back at it. I'm about to go downstairs and fuck with grandmom. She putting her foot in it. For real. And then other people is going to be moving towards that. And, you know, like, you'll have indicators without actually physically seeing it. You get what I'm saying? But let's just say, let's take all senses away. Let's take all senses away. You can feel it. Like, you have to be able to feel, like, this is the thing about spiritual energies. They so subtle that you got to tune in. Sometimes you gotta like comb this shit with a fine tooth comb. Don't you know how you like tase somebody, right? Like you put the taser on them, or you like the police got the taser guns, that shit shoot out, the pads hit you, and then it shock you. Obvious. Your body is going into convulsion, but with subtle energy, spiritual energy. It's so subtle that one, you got to quiet your mind to even recognize it. And two, in order to feel it, you got to be like so in tune, so in tune. Like imagine if they had radio stations, but like nano radio stations. So like you'll have like power 99, but you'll have power 99.987546. I'm saying that's how specific you gotta be. Like, imagine having to have a radio signal to try to find that. It would have to be a more fine technology. You get what I'm saying? Because what you're looking for is not in the numbers, it's between the numbers. What you're looking for is not in your face. It's between your eyes. You have to understand this. You got to get it. Your first eye is never going to lead you wrong. Your second, your pair of eyes is, you know, you got to use them together for to get the full strength and then to go back to the first side. But what I'm saying is you got to be able to key in on these subtle energies. If you bouncing off the walls, if you running around, if you don't have time in the day to just stop and be like, man, what the fuck am I doing right now? You're never going to even feel what it feels like to know you own something that you can't physically see yet, or nobody else can. There's no way in the world you can do that. No way in the world you can do that if you're not like finally tuned into the subtle energies, that spiritual energy. You know what I mean? Because look at when people say, yo, I seen a ghost or I seen a spirit. You see them motherfuckers? They look faint as shit. They look faint as shit. Like, damn, I think I see it. But because that's how faint spiritual energy is. That's how, not faint, but that's how subtle spiritual energy is. So at the end of the day, if you're not entitled, what will you have? What will you have? When you go to a job interview, guess what? They're not even looking for people who gonna fill the position. They're looking for people who already are the position. They're not looking for somebody who, you know, they got to hire and then they try to figure out, you know, how to make this person into what they need. They are looking for somebody who's already coming packaged, well-equipped, and they can just put into the system. The universe is the same thing. Never forget. Microcosm, macrocosm. Never forget. The way anything is the way all things is. And the way all things is the way anything is. If you look at the way people treat you, that's the same way the universe treats you. The universe don't want nobody that got to get in and then try to make the universe got to make your mind up on what you should actually be doing. No, they want you. The universe wants you to become fully equipped. Oh, this person knows they entitled. Here you go. You can have it. When you go to fucking Walmart or something like that, or something you might be putting on layaway or something like that, you might come in and be like, all right, here go the last $5. Where my package? Man, if they ain't got your fucking package, it's gonna be a problem. You know why? Because you pay for that shit. You pay for it over time, and you could pay for stuff spiritually. You could pay for stuff. Let's take it out of the spiritual realm. You could pay for stuff with sweat equity. You could pay for stuff with, like, yo, I put too much work in. You know people who, like, in a particular field, and they like, yo, I got to quit this field. You be like, damn, why you quitting the field? Because I put too much work in this field to not be getting what I'm getting back. That's entitlement. That's expectancy. You have to expect. You have to expect. Do you see pregnant women trying to figure out if they're going to have a baby after 9 months? You never see somebody push out air after 9 months. You know why? Because it's there. You gotta have that feeling. You gotta be pregnant with success, man. You gotta be entitled. You gotta be like, yeah, this shit is growing inside my stomach. 9 months is a secret to that. Also, the 9 month manifestation. You think 9 is the highest level, the highest level of change, the universal, what we would call reaper or ripper or whatever, like the cause, the effect. The number 9 is the fucking ultimate level, right? I'm just saying, you think it's a coincidence that women get pregnant for 9 months? No, this is the science behind manifestation. You get what I'm saying? Like, so one, learn your universal principles. That'll help you, because some people believe that, you know, and I'm not saying I believe or disbelieve, but like, if you do certain things on certain days, it'll help with manifestation. Or you do certain things at certain times, it'll help with manifestation. I also, you know, like, for instance, some people look at, damn, I just got a sign. I seen 111. It's 111. Okay, let's think about it like this. Forget the slot machines, because I think I already used that analogy. Let's think about when you, like a padlock. Let's think about like a padlock that got numbers. When you set that padlock, what happened? It unlocked. So sometimes the let's say you set your padlock at all ones. When you put it in, 1111, boom, it's going to unlock. When you put it at 1112, it's locked now. It ain't as locked as it could be because all the rest of them shits is one. But it's a door there. It's not going to let you unlock it. So the science behind that is just that. It's the reason why they say you get three in a row in this jackpot. And three is the first level of manifestation. Do your work, man. Do your history, man. Do your Googles on all this stuff I'm talking about. But at the end of the day, to end this off, if you're not entitled to something, you're not going to be it. If you not living it, you're not going to live it. That's just it. That's it. So walk around feeling entitled. Walk around knowing you deserve that millions of dollars. Knowing you deserve, a better position at your job. Knowing you deserve a wife or husband who, you know, is loyal or whatever you need. Whatever that'll treat you right or take care of you financially. Whatever it is. Knowing that you can have that dope car, or you can move to a new city, or you can put your music out, or do your just know, like, don't put your painting up in the art gallery and hope somebody buy it. Put your painting up in the art gallery and say, I'm waiting for that buyer, because I know they're coming. Because guess what? This shit is so dope, it gotta be recognized. And that's all I'm saying, man. I ain't gonna go too far into it. You know how I do. I'm waiting for, now when the world open back up, you know what I mean? I'm gonna be doing some live shit, so you can come out to that, you know what I mean? And I really, really, really break it down. Other than that, I need probably like a little more listeners to do like hours and hours, because, you know, time is money, you know what I'm saying? Time is my most valuable currency, so I can't sit here and do 3-4 hour things that's not, you know, it's taking up too much time. I got, you know what I mean, children and like other things to do, like, you know what I'm saying? So I can't be doing this for 8 hours. It's gonna have to pay 8 hour money, you know what I'm saying? So that's a part of this little, but I am making a sacrifice, you know what I'm saying? Because this is 22 minutes so far, and it's 11:11, so you know what I'm saying, real shit. After I just did 11:11, this 11:11 and what I'm saying right now is coming up on 22:22. Look, it's about to be 22:22. Boom, at 11:11. You know what I'm saying is real, man. It's divine. So I'm the God G Holy. And I'm out of here. And y'all be safe and cool and easy and chill. Relax. Get some meditation time, man. Tell somebody you love them. Love.